This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner's coming. We want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Dunwoody as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9 The Game, click on the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with 92.9 The Game and the staff. And you tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anybody that's important to you in your life. It's brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Guys, make sure you enter now for the chance to win at 92.9 The Game. It's never too early to start thinking about that. Mike getting back from Miami, MIA, down there for the F1 race.
305.
Man, I'll say this, though. And Day-Day, tell me if I'm wrong on the amount of time, but you said 2040, or is it 2041?
2041, yes.
They have committed.
Yes. Right.
That is incredible.
And
it really is.
It's such a great location because, you know, Miami is the gateway to America for South America, Latin America. So, I mean, we literally, yes, and... Yeah, you can insert punchline here. Talking to a number of Colombian people, Carl, mostly the two twins that were from Bogota. That was a nice conversation. But yeah, folks from Argentina and Brazil. It was a guy on the shuttle bus going back to the hotel. It was from Sao Paulo. Brought his dad up, and he was just a huge fan. So everybody loves the race. The British are finally getting around to it. You know, they're racing snobs because the first few races were a little bit, you know, kind of processional. But now you're getting real action. It's been a blast.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Mike, maybe you can just shed some light on this because I saw people on my timeline, friends that I'm with, that you know. In other states that made their way there. It seems like it's kind of like how the Kentucky Derby has, like, you know how people start just flocking there for the various little parties?
Right.
Seems like Formula One is starting to have some of that going on.
Well, it's funny because amongst other things that happened this weekend, oh, by the way, there was like a 60-foot Lamborghini yacht that sank in Biscayne Bay.
Oh, wow.
With a bunch of people. It was over. Somebody's like, did somebody not set the plug on the back of the boat? But anyway, you know, you're a boater. You know what I'm talking about. So there's like this like gazillion-dollar boat is basically, you know, ass up, so the nose is sticking out of the water. Everybody had to jump off. Nobody got hurt. But that was the stuff that's going on. Parties everywhere. You know, you'd see like Jelly Roll and all these different entertainers, everybody doing their thing. And it's so funny. The grid walk is all NFL players. Justin Jefferson was showing Oscar Piastri how to do the gritty.
Oh, yeah.
And so he did a modified gritty after he won the race. Of course, everyone was laughing because he was terrible at it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Australian kid from Melbourne. But he takes they had all the Dolphin players and Justin Jefferson going for a ride around the track, you know, in an Aston Martin doing like 170 on the back stretch. It was really kind of cool, the crossovers. I saw Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas was right in front of us. It's pretty cool. So all the celebrities you just expect to see.
Well, and I was going to say, to your point, and that is right, the Kentucky Derby as well. Everybody, you know, and it depends on the year and certainly depends on the races. But to Mike's point, with only three races in the United States, this is the chance for us to really do it unless you want to travel abroad. Really cool stuff down there, man. There's a lot going on today, guys. We're going to talk about how the Falcons need to improve their division dominance. And we had Rick Stroud on the show Friday. Mike was out. He was talking about Tampa Bay. We're going to let you hear what he had to say coming up in less than 10 minutes. Very interesting stuff in regards to the Falcons and the Bucks.
They are the gatekeepers. You know, I mean, we're talking about when we're going to, you know, knock on the door and knock that door down. Man, we blew it last year. Six, you know, to remind you guys, you watched it. But, I mean, Tampa Bay, you know, first it was Brady, then it was Baker.
Yeah.
We can't beat them.
No,
right. I mean, we beat them, but we can't beat them for the division.
Well, I was going to say, we had them beat.
Right.
All we had to do was maintain it, and we couldn't even do that. More on that coming up in just a few minutes. Dom is here. Dom's going to be hanging out with his guys, Big O and his wife, expecting their newest child. And so Big O's going to be off for a little while. But, Dom, thank you for hanging out. He's going to be here and for an extended period of time. So you're part of the family, part of the show, man, and appreciate you being here. Our executive producer, Day-Day, let's get to the Daily Download.
time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Warriors, come out and play. Warriors advance over the Rockets, but it was not what you thought. If I would have told you and you didn't watch this game, I said, man, he hit 9 threes. You would have been like, Curry went off.
Right.
It wasn't Curry. It was Buddy Hield. And as a matter of fact, Mike, they needed this performance because, to be honest with you, it was kind of like, okay, who else is going to score? Buddy Hield has an incredible career-type game last night. Rockets go home. Here's Buddy Hield talking about the team meeting that was held before this game.
Yesterday, when we get to Houston, we had a very emotional meeting led by Draymond and Steph and Jimmy. And from then, I was just locked in and just – get my spirit together, and just like this, the meeting we had was just like just better give everybody chills. And we know when it's when they go to battle, we know what that means. And meeting was well needed. Game 60 was not locked in. We you know, Dre put all the blame on him, just getting himself mentally. You see him today, he was not freaking with the refs, he didn't miss nobody, he was just being Draymond Green, all defensive player. He's our team leader, he's our spirit animal, and he's there for us. And today, and he just followed their lead, you know, and we know how much this game meant for them, and we just collectively had a meeting, and we just figured it out.
Pretty cool. I was joking around with Carl while you heard the soundbite. I was like, I did not realize Buddy Hield sounded like a cross between Mike Tyson and Pootie Tang.
I don't know if a lot of people knew that. He hadn't done a lot of interviews. I mean, he's been around the league for a while now.
Sepetown.
But, yeah, when he started telling you, like, that's not Buddy Hield. 33 points last night.
And he talked about it, you know, because Draymond did, you know, what Draymond did the other night, and he apologized and owned it and said, I got to make better decisions. If you had a dime for every time he said that, you'd probably have a grand on you.
Easy.
But anyway, but again, he got it together for when it mattered most. And look, Steph Curry was banged up, you know, the thumb, and he got clutch. He was cold in the first half, got hot in the second half. And then, of course, Jimmy Butler. And, you know, part of that team meeting was Jimmy Butler saying, you know, I haven't done my Jimmy Butler kind of stuff, you know, having your guys back and being the leader. And that was another one of the storylines, and he really stepped it up in more ways than just on the floor.
103-89, it was a blowout, to be quite honest with you. Rockets really hadn't, you know, couldn't adjust to the defensive adjustments that Steve Kerr made. Here's Steph Curry talking about how Butler, though, has transformed this team.
That's why we're here. I mean, we were, what, 10th place at one point in February, and, you know, finished the year with a sense of urgency on the run to even get it to the play-in to give ourselves a chance. So for us to build chemistry on the fly, build trust on the fly, and perform like we did in a game 7 like this, it means the world. So mission accomplished, step one. We got an incredibly tough Minnesota team waiting, so excited for the challenge.
Meanwhile, Carl, over the weekend when I was in Miami Saturday night, I was at a bar and ran into a dude that apparently bet some money on the Clippers. And I could have told him that was a bad idea. Boy, was the guy was going off on Harden. You and I were just talking about it before the show. Could you have a more listless, gutless performance in an elimination game that you saw from the Clippers the other night?
Well, I've seen it every James Harden playoff team. So it's hard for me to answer, but right. I saw him do this in Philly. I saw him do it in Houston. And in Brooklyn, they weren't good enough because everybody was hurt. So this is no surprise. I've seen it time and time again.
Mm. Unbelievable. Now, I got the impression watching much before the game was a complete blowout that Kawhi Leonard was actually giving effort. And then eventually it's almost like he's like, screw it. You guys ain't trying. Why am I busting my butt?
Yeah.
If I'm Steve Ballmer, you know, like that's that big knucklehead. What was it, Microsoft or is it?
Microsoft.
You know, he's a big, lovable galoot, and he's excited, and he puts money into this team, and he gets these kind of performance. It's like, what am I paying you knuckleheads for? Harden's a Hall of Famer, but man, to be so ineffective in the game like this, Carl, eight shots from a, I mean, just, it really is. I mean, I know I use this phrase a lot. What's the line from any given Sunday? Where's your pride, Harden?
He doesn't have any. New York, Boston tonight, game one.
You give Knicks a chance or gentlemen's sweep?
It's going to be a tough matchup. And by the way, let me say this. Golden State's going to have their hands full. Minnesota is a matchup nightmare for them. Their size, you talk about our size, Minnesota's size for Golden State is going to be a problem. So I'm not going to tell you they're going to get swept. I'm not going to tell you Curry's going to get swept out, but that's going to be a tough matchup.
Jason Tatum is averaging like just under 34 points in the four games they played against the Knicks. So that doesn't bode well. I don't know how, and again, you know Thibodeau, he'll get tight and then five guys will be on the floor for the whole game. And that's be all she wrote.
Denver at OKC tonight also as that series gets underway. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
And down the stretch they come. Mike and I mentioned it. Sovereignty wins. Let's hear the call from the 151st, that is, Kentucky Derby.
Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. Baez is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule the Kentucky Derby. Journalism and Baez were next. Final Gambit was fourth. The final time was 202.31 seconds.
Everybody was on journalism, too.
Yeah, it's funny. I had to laugh because the punchlines write themselves. Well, journalism is lost. Well, some say journalism. Some would argue that journalism has died in this country about 20 years ago. But either way, yeah, man, Sovereignty was just so solid down the stretch. As we said, a lot of guys, you know, you had like me and Carl, I was going for maybe one sort of middle-of-the-road long shot, but the favorites were the favorites. Every horse in the race has some bloodline to Secretariat, which
crazy.
Is wild.
Crazy.
But, yeah, so the conditions, as we like to say in Seinfeld, his mutter was a mutter. Obviously, he handled the weather.
Some people say Secretariat is the greatest athlete ever.
Biggest heart ever of any horse.
And you know, the argument there is now you see the lineage of what he's produced. It's like, holy cow. And a great movie, by the way.
Yes, it was.